Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, folks. Recently, Louisiana judges have been criticized regarding the cost of their continuing legal education. The Code of Judicial Conduct prohibits them from defending themselves. And Ed Walters, the president of the Louisiana State Bar Association, joins us, and he'd like to present their side of the case. Ed, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Newell.
So, Ed, I'll let you start off. Obviously, maybe a little background as to how many hours the judges are required to have, things of that nature, and we can start there.
Okay, good. They're required by the Supreme Court rules to have 12 and a half hours a year of continuing legal education. Five of them have to be with the Louisiana Judicial College. And something recent is that they have to have trauma training every 2 years because of all the trauma involved in handling the cases before them. One of the things that I wanted to express for the judges who, as you said, can't defend themselves is that this is a mandatory matter that they have to engage in every year. And one of the big ones that most of them do every year is the CLE, the annual summer school and judges meeting, annual meeting in Sandestin, which is, obviously in Destin, Florida. And it's a great meeting because it's many, many lawyers and many, many judges from around Louisiana get together and have some camaraderie and exchange of ideas and learn from people who are experienced in certain areas that maybe we're not that experienced in. And it gives us the ability, us lawyers and judges, the ability to benefit from what other judges, other courts, other lawyers do in jurisdictions around the nation and really around the world, and putting together some specialty courts, which I'm happy to discuss with you if you want to hear about it.
Yeah, I've actually participated in at Sandestin in getting my CLE hours for a number of years. I think part of the issue that I hear, Ed, from folks all the time about this is, so you have a 12.5 hours of CLE annually. I guess some folks ask, well, how many conferences are you allowed to go to in order to get the 12.5? Because in theory, a lot of what's happening here is, and then the number is, and then the other thing is, how many hours should the public be required to pay for CLE? Should there be a cap? You may have some judges that say, I would like to achieve 50 hours of CLE on the public dole. And I don't know that these are unreasonable requests, and it's kind of interesting, as to that. So your thoughts about that, whether or not there should be a limit on how many conferences you can attend in order to achieve your 12 and a half hours, and whether there should be a cap on the number of hours that is financed by the public.
I think what the real issue is, not how many hours you get, but I guess the real issue is, why do you have to go to Destin to get these hours? And, it's expensive to go to Destin to, you bring your family with you usually and spend, the whole week there. And it's rather expensive. One of the things that the news report said was that, these judges on the Fifth Circuit spent like $40,000 for CLE. But if you look closely at the information that they used, it was over a 4-year period. Okay. Not $40,000 a year. It's over a 4-year period that these judges did that. And the article or the news article report didn't break down how much they spent every year and you know where they went to get it. So there is, I'm sure each of the courts have some sort of way to see how much they're going to pay for. I don't know the answer to that necessarily, but you know, if there's a cap, I don't know about it.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, I don't think there is. I mean, you know, and that's what I hear. I hear that from lawyers as well. They're kind of curious as to why some judges are showing up at six or seven different conferences, getting 1 or 2 hours of CLE and spreading it out and, you know, and making six or seven trips out of it. I mean, if the Louisiana Supreme Court wants to get serious about this, it would seem to me that the Louisiana Judicial College should be the place that they get their CLE. Because, you know, one of the issues, and Ed, I think you know this well, we don't actually have a system in Louisiana. We have a collection of judges and judicial district courts that adopt their own local rules. You know, they decide what specialty courts they're going to have in their respective districts. So from civil defendants and criminal defendants, it all depends on what district you end up in as to what you can avail yourself of. There's no standardization at all.
Well, that's true to some extent in that. In some parishes, there are different types of courts that other parishes don't have. But, for example, we have specialty courts that we've adapted because we learned from these conferences from people in other states and that how they handle, you know, domestic violence issues in their courts. In some places in Louisiana have a domestic violence court. We have veterans courts, which you have to go be trained how to do that. We have reentry courts, which we're trying to get people who have been in the criminal justice system in imprisoned or whatever, trying to reenter them back into society and be a good tax-paying member of society. We have drug courts, which I think almost everybody now has a drug court, which we learned how to do from other places in America that have drug courts that are very, very, very beneficial to try to deal with our drug problems and treat our people instead of just incarcerating them. And we're spending a lot of time recently with teaching our judges about artificial intelligence and how that impacts their courts and their lawyers and brief writing and that opinions and that kind of thing. But we have, like this summer at Destin, we had people come teach our judges and lawyers from Knoxville, Tennessee, Brooklyn, Louisville, Kentucky, Charlottesville, Washington, Miami, Durham, North Carolina, talking about all of these kind of issues, reentry courts, artificial intelligence, and that sort of stuff. You can get your 12 and a half hours of CLE in New Orleans, I guess, but you're not going to get the wealth of information that you get from these specialty courts to adapt our courts to what's happening nationwide. So that's the benefit of going to a place like Destin.
Look, I'm not critical of Destin. I think I agree with you. I think there's incredible value there, right? But, you know, if you're going to make the commitment to Destin, it would seem to me that there should be a minimum number of hours that you're going to achieve in Destin, right? And that you're not paying this sum of money to go get 3 hours of CLE. And then you go get 3 hours at another conference and then 3 hours at another conference and 3 hours at another one. And now you're visiting four conferences in order to fulfill the 12.5-hour commitment.
That I agree. That would be an abuse, but I'm not sure that's happening.
That's exactly what's happening. I hear it from lawyers all the time that are completely frustrated with that situation. You know, we're not getting the necessary hours of judges sitting behind a bench in court. They're stretched to the max. We're having to do more with less. And the question is whether or not, you know, in my mind, the Supreme Court should be setting rules to say that if you're going to go to a conference and the public is going to pay for your airfare or your travel or your hotel or whatever it may be, you need to get a minimum number of hours there in order for the public to be the beneficiary of the return on their investment in you. And I don't think that that's a lot to ask for. And I think there also should be a number. There also should be a number set by the Supreme Court that says the public is only going to finance this many hours of CLE. You know, if we require more, the Louisiana Judicial College through the Supreme Court should be financing it and conducting it in Shreveport, Ellic, Baton Rouge, New Orleans, Lafayette, wherever. I think that's what the public is asking for. They react emotionally to this, but I could tell you, you know, and Ed, if you've heard it from lawyers, I'm sure they've said it to you, you know, that it's kind of ridiculous what's going on. You know, they pop in for 3 hours and they're there for 3.5 days at a conference, and what? You know, that judicial district is paying for it. And without taking a systemic approach to this, I was on one of the seminal panels to bring drug treatment courts to the state of Louisiana. I traveled. I went to San Diego. I went to Sacramento. We went to Salt Lake City. They had systems in place. We spent time there, met with folks. We did two of those cities on one trip. You know, and brought that back and was able to implement something in Jefferson Parish. But interestingly, you know, at that point in time, we were able to bring what we learned to other judicial districts. That's not always the case, and there's really not always an avenue that's set up in order to do that. I don't see a lot of value in different people from different districts going out to an AI conference, not bringing back the information or not bringing back a learned individual like y'all did in the Judicial College to talk about the trials and tribulations of AI. How many different judges have to go to a conference on AI when that ought to be an issue of such prevalence and such importance that the Judicial College handles it himself, and the Supreme Court should make it a mandatory attendance because it's going to impact court.
We're all still trying to learn how AI is going to impact all of our lives, including the courts and the lawyers and the law enforcement and everybody. And so I think working along with other people who do know something about AI, I mean, these judges talk to each other about how AI was watching it when I was in Destin, how some judges, judges on the Fifth Circuit are very experienced in AI, talk to all the judges that were there about AI and learn from this judge's experience. And that's kind of what they do. I agree with you. If there's an abuse, let's go fix the abuse. I'm not sure there's an abuse. I mean, you hear things, but like this article, you know, talked about how much money, but it was over a 4-year period, and it really didn't discuss where they went, how many hours they got, and what courses they took.
But we have no one to blame but ourselves, because the judges aren't willing to give the information up, quite frankly. I mean, there's no way to defend going out and getting you know, a condo unit of such size to accommodate your family on the public dole for you to go get CLE. I don't know if that's happening or not. But if it is happening, I don't know that it is or not. I don't know. I'm ignorant on that. But That's the suspicion. But we're not willing to address the elephant in the room and say, well, no, that's not what happened. This is exactly how much I paid. This was the average rate in Sandestin for one individual, for a one-bedroom condo, hotel room, whatever. And these are the rule, and it should be a rule that's adopted, and that's what I'm allowed to be reimbursed. And if I want to get a four-bedroom condo, I can get it, but I'm only going to be reimbursed this.
I think you'll find, Newell, that what you just said is what's happening. People can get a room for, you know, one person or one person and their wife, but if you're going to bring your family, I don't think any of our courts are paying for extra rooms in condos for other people's families. I have never heard of that. All I know is that when people have more than, when they bring their family, they're all staying in that one room, or they get other rooms that they pay for.
Sure.
I don't think the courts are paying for those extra rooms.
I suspect that you're right, but the only way that you're going to get a fair story out there is to give them the information. Look, they've been critical of Sandestin every year that I can remember, going back to when we first started going to Sandestin, right? The beauty of Sandestin is you get people away from their office. They're not bothered. They're not leaving the conference to go drop by and sign some documents or this or that or otherwise, and to gain more of their attention and to be more proactive in what's going on in the training. I get that, and I fully buy in it. I've seen it work. I've seen it happen. You know as well as I, there are some people that take it a lot more seriously than others.
That's true.
As it relates to that, and that's an issue that you're never going to ultimately resolve, right? If they want to criticize Sandestin, you know, so be it. But the reality is, it's a good place. They have the infrastructure to support the number of people there, and the networking and everything that goes on throughout that conference, I think, is huge. And I think the Bar Association does a great job. They've always done a great job of managing that. But I go back to, we have no one to blame but ourselves. If they think that Sandestin is the end all of resorts, they're wrong. And if we specifically identify what was paid for, I think a lot of this issue would go away. But we play this cat and mouse game, you know, all the time. And we have no one to blame but ourselves as well. You know, a lot of, under the campaign finance laws, a lot of these things could be financed by their campaign funds and relieved of the public dole as well. But we've become so restrictive for judges and the ability of them to raise money. These are the things that ultimately end up happening. And the public would be the beneficiary of other people's money being spent on CLE. In my mind, that's a much better, as they say in the ninth.
It's always
better.
Good to use other people's money, yes. It's always best.
I know that the Bar Association has always been in tune to doing the right thing with that, in their participation in that conference, the law schools as well. The media has always been down there trying to find somebody in a compromising situation, whatever. I mean, I think they even took pictures of judges in weenie bikinis one year. And they thought that was newsworthy. Well, you know, people wear what they want to wear. I don't care what they're wearing. I mean, you know, it's like.
Except they put it on the front page of the Picayune. That was.
I understand. You can't control that. But what you can control is when they ask for the information, is give it to them, show them. You know, and that's part of the issue. I just think we need to get smarter about how we're doing this and how we're accounting for it. It's necessary. There ain't no doubt about it. Anybody that says it's not is a fool. I mean, things are changing so fast out there. AI is a classic example, you know, and we should have the best coming down to Louisiana by districts and educating everybody on the utilization of AI, because it could be the most disruptive force to your occupation. And, you know, and on so many fronts. And that's how you want to talk about existential threats. There's one.
There's one right there. You're right, Newell. Yeah.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. And I didn't mean to dominate. I just think we got to get a little smarter. And I know I appreciate the fact that you joined us. You know, there are judges that do the right thing each and every day, and they never get recognized.
No, that's true. That's true. I will look into your ideas, Newell, and find out and get back to you.
Love to have you back on at any time about any issue that that impacts the Bar Association. Ed Walters, president, Louisiana State Bar. Because, Ed, I know that you're getting that big money, right, for being the head of the State Bar.
Exactly.
The checks are just rolling in, baby.
Absolutely. Every day I have to go to the bank. Thanks, Neil.
People don't realize the sacrifice that's made by you guys and ladies that are serving as president of Louisiana State Bar Association. We appreciate it for sure.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.